母亲们，有很多人也许会误解你们。
But this church appreciate your labor of love.
但是我们这个教会非常感谢你们一生的辛劳。
We want to applaud all the mothers in our midst on this Mother's Day.
在今天这个母亲节，我们要向在座的母亲们表示我们献上我们的感谢。
The missionary Tony Apollo says that his wife is a brilliant woman.
宣教士 Tony Campolo 提到他的师母是说，他的师母是一个非常有才华的妇女。
She has a PhD and is capable of pursuing a very profitable career.
她有一个博士学位，本来可以去从事非常赚钱的行业。
But she chose to stay home with her children when they were young.
但是她选择待在家里照顾她的孩子。
Her decision didn't bother her, except the other women would ask, "What do you do?"
她这个决定本来是让她非常心安理得，但是当有其他的妇女问她你干什么的时候
，She would answer, "I am a homemaker."
她就会回答说，我在家里，我是家庭主妇。
I stay home and take care of my children and husband.
我待在家里相夫教子。
And they would usually respond with, "Oh."
那些问他的人就会回答，就哦了一声。
And then they turn away and ignore her.
然后他们就走开，就再也不理他了。
So Mrs. Campolo came up with this response.
从这以后呢，那个 Campolo 的太太呢，就想出了这样一个回答方法。
When other women ask her, she would say.I am socializing to Homo sapiens in Judeo-Christian values.
当其他的妇女再次问她你干什么的时候，她会这样回答：我和两个现代人在交通，跟他们交流有关犹太和基督教文化的价值观。
So they will appropriate the eschatological values of utopia.
这样的话，他们就能够对人类未来的归宿。这样的一个向往，这样一个理想，有一个正确的认识。
And what do you do?
然后他会反问你们是干什么的
？They will often blurt out, "I'm only a doctor."
那些问他的人，原来问他的人就会脱口而出，我只是一个医生。
Or I'm only a lawyer.
或者我是一个律师。
And they wander off with strange look in their eyes.
然后他们就会走开，眼里充满了迷惑的神情。
To all the mothers who stay home and take care of the children.
对在座所有待在家里照顾孩子的母亲们。
We thank you for your dedication to the family.
为你们对家庭的付出，我们在这里再次向你们表示感谢。
Your children are blessed because of you.
你们的孩子因你们得福。
And to those mothers who have a job.And work and take care of the home. Also, you have double duty.
对那些既有一份工作，同时又要在家里照看孩子的妈妈们，你们有双重责任。
We understand how heavy your burden are.
我们知道你们肩上的所担负的重担是多么的沉重。
And we appreciate your going the extra mile.
我们对你们能够付出额外的辛劳表示感谢。
So that you can take care of the home and also provide additional income to the family.
你们不但照顾自己的家里，还为自己家里的收入贴补收入工作。
As men and husband, we feel that we owe our mothers and wives a lot.
作为一个丈夫，作为一个男人，我们觉得我们对我们的母亲以及对我们的太太都有一种感激不尽的那种心情。
I owe my mom a lot.
我非常感激我的母亲。
I remember clearly during the elementary school days when I needed extra tutoring in school.
我记得我小时候，当我那时候需要在学校里额外补习的时候。
My mom often would bring lunch to the schoolyard.
我的母亲经常会把中饭带到学校里来。
And in those short minutes, I would eat this hot lunch with nutrition and also with motherly love.
就在那里，我吃的母亲给我煮的热饭啊，这饭里边不但是有营养，也充满了母亲对我的爱。
When I was young, Dad gambled away most of his salaries.
我小时候，我的父亲常常出外赌博，把他的钱都赌光了。
My mom had to work as a seamstress at home to subsidize income.
所以母亲必须在家里替人做缝补、裁缝，给家里贴补收入。
However, we children were not appreciative of her.
然而我们当时小的时候不太理解我们的母亲的辛劳。
My brother and I did some wrong things.
我的哥哥和我经常干一些不好的事情。
We often disappointed her.
常常使她失望。
At times that I would told her I was going to the library to study, but in fact I went to see a movie.
有的时候我就骗她说我会到图书馆里面去学习，然而我其实是去看电影。
And I also stole some coins from my mother's purse because I saw this is what my brother was doing.
有的时候我还从我母亲的钱包里边偷偷的偷几个钱币，因为我看见我的兄弟也是这样做的。
Except that he stole dollar bills and I only stole coins.
只是他的胆子比我大，他偷的是一块一块的，我偷的只是钱币，小的硬币。
Thankfully, I became a Christian and I repented of my wrongdoings.
后来我成了基督徒，我悔改了我自己的恶行。
After we immigrated to the United States,
当我们移民到美国来的时候
，I brought my mom to church in Chinatown.
我把我的母亲带到唐人街的教会里边去。
She became a Christian and was baptized.
她在那里成了基督徒，受了洗。
And I remember as a college student.
我记得当我还是一个大学学生的时候
，Many days after classes, I went to the garment factory in Chinatown.
很多时候放学后我就到唐人街的 garment factory， 是那个衣服厂衣厂。
My mom has been working morning and half of the afternoon.
我母亲在那里整个一个上午以及下午半天在那里工作。
I would join her for the rest of the afternoon and the evening.
我就在那里和我母亲一直待到晚上。
I would hang all those finished garments with plastic bags.
我就帮我的母亲一起把那些衣服做完的衣服就那个吊挂起来，用塑料布给罩起来。
And oftentimes we work till like 9 or 9:30 in the evening.
很多时候我们一直干到晚上9点或者9点半。
Those were hard working days and the beginning years of our immigration.
在那些我们刚到美国移民来不久的时候，那段日子是非常辛劳的。
Later on, I went to seminary.
之后呢，我又去读了神学院。
I can see from her eyes that she was proud of one of her children preparing to be God's servant.
我从她的眼神里面，从我母亲的眼神里面可以看见，她为自己的孩子能够将来做神的仆人，觉得非常的骄傲。
Mom isn't perfect.
母亲并不是一个完美的。
But she is an ordinary woman with an extraordinary taste.
但她只是一个普通的妇女，只是她的口味非常的不同。
She often mixes leftover food with new food, thus creating a new dish.
她经常把剩菜剩饭和新的菜饭合在一起，而做出一份非常美味的新的菜。
I guess in her generation, all the food did not come with an expiration date.
我想在他那一代人里边 他们没有那种概念，就是食物吃剩下了以后要倒掉的。
And this is why now as a father I am the person who will eat all the leftover food in the refrigerator.
所以作为父亲，现在我总是把冰箱里边剩菜剩饭由我自己一个人来吃。
I learned this from mom.
这是从我的妈妈那里学来的。
I also owe my wife a lot.
我也非常感激师母。
As a mother and a school teacher,
作为一个母亲，同时也作为一个学校的老师
，she has double duties.
她有双重责任。
She is more capable than I am in taking care of things at home.
她照管家里的事情，能力要比我强得多。
She gets things done faster and better than I can.
她做事又快又好，比我又快又好。
Without her dedication at home, our house would be a chaos.
如果没有她在家里边辛劳和付出，我们的家会一团。一团 一团糟。
I have to confess that she is a better mother than I am as a father.
我在这里要向大家承认，她作为一个母亲，要做的比我当父亲好得多。
This is my third sermon beginning with the phrase "Here I am."
今天我的讲道是第三次讲到关于这个主题，就是我在这里。
In the Cantonese and Mandarin service, I preached two sermons with the same beginning phrase "Here I am."
在粤语堂和国语堂，我已经两次讲到我在这里。
And this phrase in Hebrew is "Hineni."
我在这里用希伯来话说就是 "Hineni."
Why do I want to preach another sermon in this series?
为什么我讲了两堂以后还要再讲一次呢？
Because our theme this year is good and faithful servant or steward.
因为我们教会今年的主题是忠心良善的仆人。
Here I am is the attitude of a servant.
我在这里是一个仆人所应有的一个态度。
The catchword of a good and faithful servant.
是一个良善和忠心仆人所应有的一种态度，他经常要讲的话。
He'sAlways listening to the voice of his master.
他时刻都在听从他主人的吩咐。
And is ready to serve it at any moment.
随时随地都准备听从主人的吩咐，服务主人。
He will stop whatever he is doing and listen and obey his master's command.
他随时随地会放下手头的工作，听并且服从他主人的吩咐。
Good and faithful is also the theme of our upcoming church retreat.
良善和忠心的仆人也是我们即将要来的那个退休会里边所讲的主题。
Today I want to encourage not only the good and faithful mothers.
今天我不仅要鼓励在座的良善和忠心的母亲们，
but also the good and faithful fathers.
也同时要给勉励在座的良善和忠心的父亲们，
good and faithful children.
良善和忠心的孩子们。
In Genesis chapter 2, we see a good and faithful father and a good and faithful son.
在创世纪22章，我们看到了一个良善和忠心的父亲，以及一个良善和忠心的孩子。
The mother is quite quiet.
在这里，母亲是非常的沉默。
We will see how Abraham, as the father of faith, matured in his faith.
我们在这里看见作为一个信心之父亚伯拉罕是怎样来实践他的信心的。
And he also matured in his love and his hope in God.
是怎样在神的爱和信心当中不断的成长和成熟。
And to the point that he willingly surrendered his all.
一直到他最后愿意把自己所有的东西都付上。
First we see Abraham.From Mesopotamia to Moriah.
首先我们要讲到的是亚伯拉罕从米索不达米亚一直到摩利亚山这一个成长的经历。
Let us take a quick look at Abraham's life.
我们在这里匆匆的回顾一下亚伯拉罕的生涯。
And see how his faith grown.
我们来看他的信心是怎样的在不断的成长。
In Genesis chapter 12, Abraham left his country, his people, his father's household.
创世纪第十二章，我们看见亚伯拉罕离开了他的本族，他的族人和他的父亲，他自己的家。
He overcame the fear of the unknown by his faith in God.
他怀着对神的信心，克服了他对那种未知世界的一种恐惧感。
In chapter 13, he lost his faith.While going down to Egypt to avoid a famine.
然而在第十三章，我们就看见亚伯拉罕他的信心这时候非常低沉。当大饥荒来的时候，他就自己一个人跑到埃及去了。
Then later he had a conflict with his nephew Lot, and he reluctantly broke up with his nephew.
之后呢，他又和他自己的侄子罗德起了冲突，最后和他的侄子罗德分道扬镳。
By faith he let God choose.The better land for him.
在那时，他凭着对神的信心，他让他的侄子自己选最好的地。
God promised him and his wife a son.
神应许他和他的妻子，他们将来要有一个孩子。
They waited and waited.
他们一直等啊等啊。
After 10 years, they still had no son and no heir.
等了十年, 他们仍然没有孩子。
And he gave in to his desperate wife, the demand to take her maid as his surrogate mother.
等了十年以后没有孩子, 亚伯拉罕结果信心这时候一下子失落了，开始听从了他妻子撒拉的劝。 和他的仆人那个叫怀那个同床以后生了孩子。
A son Ishmael was born.
因为这件事情，他们生下来，他儿子叫以实玛利。
But also a family feud was born.
由于这件事情，整个家族就之后就产生了迎来了很大的纷争。
Two jealous women were fighting day and night.
两个妇女为了这件事情一直斗个不停。
Many years later, Isaac was born.
很多年以后，以撒生下来了。
Both old mom and old dad, of course, were very happy.
两位年迈的父亲和母亲当然非常高兴。
However, only a few years later, Abraham was forced again by his wife Sarah.
然而几年以后，亚伯拉罕又被他的在他的妻子撒拉的逼迫，催逼下
，to send away his firstborn son Ishmael.
他的妻子撒拉要求他把他和使女所生的孩子以实玛利给赶走。
Abraham, as a father, was heartbroken.
作为一个父亲，亚伯拉罕的心都碎了。
His faith was tested.
他的信心在此受到了极大的考验。
His beloved son was taken away from him.
他亲爱的儿子被送走了。
But he was comforted by God.
然而他的心受伤的心又被神得到了安慰。
And now comes Genesis chapter 22.
所以来到了我们来到了创世纪22章的故事。
Here comes the biggest trial of his life.
这里亚伯拉罕面对了他一生当中最大的一个考验。
God told him to offer his son Isaac as a sacrifice.
在这里，神让亚伯拉罕要把他自己的孩子以撒献上作为燔祭。
It is very difficult.
这是一件非常困难的事情。
Why?
为什么呢？
Why would God ask him to sacrifice a human like the pagans?
为什么上帝要让亚伯拉罕学异教徒那样把一个活人给献上去呢？
But God's command is very clear.
然而上帝的命令是非常的清楚。
Verse 2.
第二节我们看,
Then God said, Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains I will tell you about.
创世纪22章第二节，神说：“你带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，往摩利亚去，在我所要指示你的山上，把它献为燔祭。”
Years later, King David bought the threshing floor from Ornan as a place for the site of the temple.
很多年以后，大卫王就是在这里从奥尔南那里买了一块禾场，在那里他要为神建筑他的圣殿。This
is Mount Moriah.
也就是我们刚才读到的摩利亚山。The
place where Abraham would offer Isaac.
在这里。 亚伯拉罕要献上他的儿子。The
temple of Solomon would be built there.
以后所罗门的殿就在那里建起来。Today
there stands in the very place the doom of the rock.
在今天我们所看见的是，在这块地上所建的是伊斯兰教的清真寺，也就是金顶寺。They
built the Muslim mosque over that rock.
伊斯兰穆斯林们在那里。 建筑了一堂伊斯兰的清真寺。The
Muslims believed Muhammad and his horse ascended to heaven from that place.
因为穆斯林相信他们的先知穆罕默德就是在那里骑着马走往天堂上去了。This
is a very historic spot.
所以那块地方是非常具有历史意义的地方。The
Bible is very silent about Abraham's emotion.
在这里，圣经并没有讲当时亚伯拉罕的心情是怎么样。
I remember years ago when I was preaching in a seminary class,
我记得好几年前我在一个神学院的一个课堂上讲到的时候，
I simply skip over his struggles and preach that Abraham did not even hesitate.
啊，我当时所讲的就是把他亚伯拉罕当时所经历的各种各样的挣扎完全给忽略过去了。当时我讲的是亚伯拉罕一点毫不犹豫就采取了行动。
And after I sat down, my professor corrected me.
当我讲完道坐下来的时候，我的教授就来更正我。
Abraham struggled.
亚伯拉罕肯定是有挣扎的。
You could only imagine the difficulties he was going through that night.
你不难想象那天晚上神跟他下了这个命令以后，他是多么的难以入眠。
Abraham might have said,
亚伯拉罕也许会说，
But Lord, how will the promise be fulfilled?
如果这样的话，神啊，你所给我的应许如何才能实现呢？
Where will my descendants be?
我的后代以后就怎么来呢？
How are they going to fill the land as numerous as the stars in the heavens and the sand on the seashore?
我的后代怎么才可能像天上的星星和海边的沙滩一样充满全地呢？
Why should you ask me to sacrifice my son?
你为什么要我来把我的孩子献上作为燔祭呢？
God, I can see why you ask me to give up Ishmael.
神啊，我可以理解你为什么让我献上以实玛利。
You told me to cast him off.
因为你告诉我要把他赶走的。
He was born as the son of the flesh.
因为他是从肉体所生的。
But Lord, why Isaac?
但是神啊，你为什么让我献上以撒？
This is the son of the promise.
这是你所应许的孩子。
This is the one you gave me.
这是你所亲自赐给我的孩子。
Why do you ask me to put him to death?
你为什么要让我把他杀死献上呢？
And then Satan must have suggested this thought.
很显然，当时的撒旦很可能把这些思想意念，注入亚伯拉罕的心思意念里面。所以亚伯拉罕会觉得一直想不通。
How can I find strength to do that?
我哪里有力量来干这件事情呢
？And what about Sarah?
我的太太莎拉怎么办呢
？She's not a weak woman.
她不是一个很年轻的一个还可以怀孕再生子的孩子。
Weak.软弱的
哦，她是一个软弱的妇女。
She's not a weak.
哦，她不是一个软弱的妇女。I'm sorry. 哦，她是个母老虎。我知道她的意思。
What is she going to say when I come home?
当我干完这
our son,
当我干完这件事情以后，两手空空，连孩子都没有的时候，回来的时候，她会对我怎样呢
？What would she ask?
她会向我问什么呢？
I'll have to invent some stories.
我还得编造一些故事来。
I would have to cover it up.
我要把这个事情给掩盖下去。
And I know she wouldn't believe me.
我知道她是不会相信我的话的。
She'll keep probing until she finds out the truth.
她一直会把这件事情调查下去，打破砂锅问到底，一直到把事实真相给查明出来以后为止。
And how am I going to face this tough woman?
那要是这样的话，我怎样来面对这样一个河东狮吼的母老虎呢
？These are some of the questions that arose in his heart.
这当时显然亚伯拉罕当时在神给他下了这个命令以后，在心思意念里面所想的这些问题。
You can imagine that night Abraham could not sleep.
你们不难想象那天晚上亚伯拉罕是很难以入睡。
His soul was tortured.
他的心思念，他的魂一直在被受煎熬着。
His heart was broken.
他的心碎了。
He woke up very early.
他早上一早就起来了。
But Abraham heard God's voice.
但是亚伯拉罕听见神的声音。
And in the past, he heard God's voice many times, loud and clear.
以前他已经多次听见神的声音。
And this time, it's the loudest and the clearest.
那这次他所听见神的声音是最清楚不过的。
He was sure that it is God's will.
他已经知道这显然是神的意念。
There's no if, and, but, or.
这里没有什么如果但是这种猜测。
What was his response?
那他的回答是什么呢
？How would you respond?
那么你们如果这件事情临到你们，你们是怎么回答呢
？Abraham go from submission to surrender.
亚伯拉罕从顺服一直到把 全部都献上。
Abraham obeyed God.
亚伯拉罕顺服了神的命令。
The seven steps.
七个步骤。
First, he acted immediately without delay.
首先他立即行动，毫不迟疑。
Verse 3 says, Early the next morning, Abraham got up and saddled his donkey. He took with him two of his servants and his son Isaac. When he cut enough wood for the burnt offering, he set out for the place God had told him about.
这里22章第3节说，亚伯拉罕清早起来，背上驴，带着两个仆人和他儿子以撒，也劈好了燔祭的柴，就起身往神所指示他的地方去了。
Even though his heart was torn apart,
虽然他的心都被撕裂了,
he obeyed,
但他仍然顺服了,
without delay,
毫不迟疑。
In step two, he did not ask his wife for permission.
第二步, 也就是他根本就没有问他的太太, 征得他太太的同意。
We may ask, did he discuss with his wife Sarah about this?
我们会问他和萨拉到底讨论过这件事情了没有？
The Bible did not say.
圣经上没有说。
But probably he did not.
也许他根本就没有同萨拉谈起这事。
Had Abraham talked with her about this matter,
要是亚伯拉罕和他萨拉真谈起这件事的话，
she would probably have torn Abraham's ear off.
萨拉会毫不迟疑把亚伯拉罕的耳朵给揪下来。
And scream at him like a tigress biting a bloody dog.
就像一个母老虎啊、在那要撕破撕咬那个还那狗一样，是那一样像他的亚伯拉罕大声吼叫。
She had messed up things.
在这样的话，他就把所有的事情都给搞糟了。
She was impatient with God's promise.
他过去就是一直没有，因为没有足够的耐心啊，干扰了神的计划。
She asked Abraham, "Why didn't you give me a son?"
他会问亚伯拉罕，你为什么不给我自己生个孩子
？And then she was jealous at this maid and her son.
然后他的使女夏甲给他生了孩子以后，他又开始妒忌他的使女和他的那个生的孩子。
Now she would probably scold Abraham.
那这次的话，他也许会这样的责骂亚伯拉罕。
We have so many bulls and sheep, you can take any of them.
我们有那么多的羊
跟牛
和牛。
Why do you have to take my precious little son Isaac?
你为什么要非要把我们非常宝贝的孩子以撒给带去呢
？The son.Who brings me laughter and joy?
这个孩子给我带来多少的欢乐和欢笑
？His name is laughter.
他的名字以撒在希伯来文就是欢笑的意思。
Sarah would have put a full stop to the whole thing.
萨拉会毫不犹豫地把这件事情给制止。
Step three, he determined not to change his mind in the three-day journey.
第三步，在三天的行程当中，他决定不改变自己的主意。
Verse 4 says, On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance.
第四节，到了第三日，亚伯拉罕举目远远地看见那地方。
He needed to travel 3 days to get to the Mount Moriah.
要到摩利亚山，他必须走三天的路程。
This three-day journey was a real test to his determination.
这三日的行程对他的信心来说是一个非常大的考验。
If he were not determined, he could easily change his mind during the 3 days.
如果他的信心不那么坚定的话，那么他的决心不是那么大的话，那么在三天的行程当中，他很可能就是改变他自己的主意了。
He could make a U-turn and went home with his son and the servants.
他完全可以在这三天当中180度的转弯走回去。
Step four, he got rid of the servant's prevention.
第四步，他把他的仆人们给打发走了。
He didn't want them to stop him.
他不愿意他们的仆人到时候来拦阻他。
Verse 5.
第五节。
He said to his servants, stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship and then we will come back to you.
第五节。亚伯拉罕对他的仆人说，你们和驴在此等候，我与童子往那里去拜一拜，然后就回到你们这里来。他这里英文里边有个 we， 是我们就会回到你们这里。
We and we
是 we， 是我们的意思，不是说我一个人回来。
Abraham purposely left the servants below the mountain。
亚伯拉罕在这里故意是把仆人给打发，留在 那个地方，不让他跟他一起去。
So that none of them can stop him。
所以他们的仆人就没有机会去拦阻他。
Step 5, he answered his son's question wisely.
第五步，他凭着智慧回答了他儿子的问题。
Verse 7,
第七节。
Isaac spoke up and said to his father Abraham, Father, yes, my son, actually, in the original language, is Hineni. Here I am, my son. Abraham replied, the fire and the wood are here.But Isaac said, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?
第七节，以撒对他父亲亚伯拉罕说，父亲呢？亚伯拉罕说，我儿，我在这里。在这里原来的英文是 Hineni， 就是我在这儿，就是我们今天所讲的那个主题。以撒说，请看，火与柴都有了，但燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢？
Abraham must find it difficult to answer this question.
当时亚伯拉罕肯定觉得这个问题非常难以回答。
He did not tell him.The truth, the whole truth, and nothing at the truth at that moment.
在那个时候，我们可以看见亚伯拉罕并没有把所有的真相完全告诉他的儿子。
He gave a wise answer.
他很有智慧的回答。
Verse 8.
第八节。
Abraham answered, God Himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son.
第八节，亚伯拉罕说，我儿，神必自己预备做燔祭的羊羔。
Sometimes the punctuation.Can make a big difference.
有的时候，那个标点符号会带来极大的不同。
Is Abraham talking to Isaac, my son?
是亚伯拉罕是在对他的儿子说，我儿。
Or is Abraham saying that the burnt offering is my son?
或者说亚伯拉罕说，我们所带的那个燔祭，我们要做的燔祭就是我的儿子。
Sometimes a sentence can have double meaning.
有的时候一句话可能有不同的意义。
Wise answer.
是一个非常聪明有智慧的回答。
The sixth step, he walked with his son to the altar.
第六步，他和他的儿子一起走到了祭坛。
Verse 8b says, and the two of them went on together.
第八节最后一句是，于是两人同行。
This is a beautiful picture of a father and a son walking together.
这是一幅非常美丽的图景，父亲和儿子一起同行。
Not walking to see a movie.
不是一起去看电影。
Walking to go out for dinner.
不是一起去吃饭。
Walking in the park.
不是一起在公园散步。
But walking together to the altar.
但是一起同行，一直走向祭坛。
Somewhere on the path up Mountain Moriah.
在通向摩利亚山的通道上
，probably close to the top or even at the top，
也许是在山顶或者在山顶附近的地方。
Abraham delayed and delayed and delayed。
亚伯拉罕一直迟疑着，迟疑着。
Finally, Abraham told his son Isaac the hard truth。
最后，亚伯拉罕终于下定决心对以撒讲了全部的事实。
God asked me。To offer you as a sacrifice.
神让我把你献上作为燔祭。
You will be the lamb, the burnt offering.
你就是那个要献上燔祭的羊羔。
What would I say?
当以撒听了这句话以后，他会怎样回答呢
？Shocked.
他会觉得非常的震惊。
Did my father fool me?
是我的父亲欺骗了我了吗
？At that time he was at least 10, probably a teenager, or even close to 20 years old.
根据推算，当时以撒至少已经十岁以上，也许是个青少年，甚至是二十岁以上，二十一岁。
He could have refused to be sacrificed.
他完全有能力可以拒绝把自己给献上。
He could run away quickly.
他可以很快的一溜烟就跑掉。
His father could not catch him.
他的父亲年迈体弱，根本抓不住他。
But he surrendered himself to his father.
但是他还是把自己降服在他父亲的权柄之下。
Just as Abraham surrendered himself to God.
就像亚伯拉罕降服在神的权柄之下这样。
This is a picture of Jesus Christ.
这就是我们所看见的耶稣基督。
Surrendering himself on the cross on Calvary.
在自己在加列山上的十字架上把自己献上。
Jesus surrendered himself to his heavenly Father.
在那里，在十字架上，主耶稣基督完全把自己降服在父神的权柄之下。
Jesus could have asked legions of angels to come and save him.
当时，耶稣基督完全有能力可以招十应的天兵天军来救他。
But he laid down his life for us.
但是他在十字架上为我们献上了他自己的生命。
He prayed, Father.Not my will, but thy will be done.
他祷告说道：“主，父啊，不是我的旨意，而是按照你的旨意成就。”
Isaac carried the wood to Mount Moriah.
以撒背的那个柴一直走到那个摩利亚山上。
Jesus carried the wood, the cross, to Calvary.
耶稣基督也是自己身背的十字架走到了那个骷髅山。
Both sons walked together with their fathers.
两个儿子都是同自己的父亲一起同行。
Together they walk all the way to the altar.
同样，他们两个人都是一起和父亲一起走到了祭坛那里。
They submit.
他们降服了。
They surrendered.
他们把自己给献上了。
Today, if your children are walking to the altar,
今天你们的孩子走到祭坛的时候。
If your children dedicate their lives to serve God,
是你们的孩子有没有把自己献上给神来服侍神呢？
Would you stop them?
如果他们这样做的话，你会制止他们吗？
Would you walk with them?
你们会跟他们一起同行吗？
Would you encourage them?
你们会勉励他们吗？
The seventh step, Abraham was ready to kill his son.
第七步，亚伯拉罕在这里。已经准备要杀他的儿子。
Verse 9.
第九节。
When they reached the place God had told him about, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood.
二十二章第九节，他们到了神所指示的地方，亚伯拉罕在那里筑坛，把柴摆好，捆绑他的儿子以撒，放在坛的柴上。
Then he reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son.
第十节，亚伯拉罕就伸手拿刀要杀他的儿子。
This is not a play.
这不是一个演剧，不是一个演戏啊。
This is for real.
这是真的。
Abraham meant business.
在这里，亚伯拉罕是动真格的。
This is the climax of the story.
这就是这个故事的顶点。
A few months ago, a Christian woman died of cancer.
几个月前，一个基督徒的妇女死于癌症。
Her husband sent emails to ask people to pray for her and for him.
她的丈夫就用 email 发出 email 邀请大家一起为她的妻子和她自己祷告。
Finally, he sent out an email.
最后，他送出这样一个 email.
And said that at her funeral, he walked with her together.The second time.
在这个 email 电子信件当中，他这样说：他和他的妻子一起行走，再一次行走。
The first time they walked together in the chapel was their wedding.
第一次和他父亲一起啊，第一次和他的妻子一同行走的时候，是在教会的婚礼上。
They approached the altar. They walked together to the altar.
他们也是夫妻两个人，恩爱的夫妻两个人一起手牵手的走到祭坛那里。
And there the two became one.
在那里，他们两个二人结为一体。
And now this is the second time that him and her walked together.
第二次就是在这葬礼上，丈夫和妻子再一次一起走到了祭坛。
Through the aisle of the funeral home.
穿过了那个葬追思礼拜的那个走廊。
He was heartbroken.
他的心都碎了。
So was Abraham.
当时亚伯拉罕也是这样。
With a knife in his hand.
他手里举着刀。
This is my beloved son.
而底下刀下就是我亲爱的儿子。
Abraham grew from giving to gaining.
从这一步，亚伯拉罕一步跨越了从奉献而从而得的获得的一大步。
Verse 11.
第十一节。
But the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham." Here I am. He replied.
十一节，耶和华的使者。使者从天上呼叫说：“亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕！”他说：“我在这里。”
Do not lay a hand on the boy, he said. Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God, because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son.
十二节，天使说：“你不可在这童子身上下手，一点不可害他。现在我知道你是敬畏神的了。”因为你没有将你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子留下不给我。
This is a picture of John 3:16.
这就是约翰三书第十六章所写所描绘的。约翰福音哦，约翰三 John 3.
John 3:16.
Oh, sorry.
The Gospel of John.
约翰福音第三章十六节所讲的。
Chapter 3:16.
第十六节说。
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son.
神爱世人，他将自己的独生子赐给他们。
Similarly, Abraham gave his one and only promised son.
在这里，同样，亚伯拉罕也把自己唯一的一个儿子给献上。
But he gained his son back.
但是神把他的儿子还给他。
Jesus Christ rose from the grave.
耶稣基督也是从坟墓里复活了。
Isaac was almost like raised from the altar.
在这里，以撒也几乎就像从那个祭坛上复活一样。
How?
为什么这样说呢
？God provided a substitute.
因为神在那里预备了一个羊羔。
Verse 13.
第十三节。
Abraham looked up, and there in the thicket he saw a ram caught by its horns. He went over and took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son.
十三节，亚伯拉罕举目观看，不料有一只公羊两脚扣在稠密的小树中。亚伯拉罕就取了那只公羊献为燔祭，代替他的儿子。
You will hear John the Baptist saying.
在这里，施洗约翰，我们听见施洗约翰这样说。
Behold.The Lamb of God,
看哪，神的羔羊
，which takes away the sins of the world.
他是来把世人的罪给带走。
There in a thicket, he saw a ram.
在那个密集的丛林当中，他看见了一只羊。
A substitute.
一个用来代替他儿子的一个羊。
Who takes away your sin and my sin and the sins of the whole world?
这个羔羊就是。来带走你的罪，我的罪和整个世人所犯的罪。
Abraham was greatly blessed by God.
亚伯拉罕被神大大的祝福。
Verse 17.
第十节，第十七节。
I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand of the seashore. Your descendants will take possessions of the cities of the enemies.
论福，我必赐大福给你；论子孙，我必叫你的子孙多起来，如同天上的星、海边的沙。你子孙必得着仇敌的城门。
And through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me.
第十八节，并且地上万国都必因你的后裔得福，因为你听从了我的话。
He gave back his son.
他儿子回来了。
And God blessed Abraham greatly.
神也大大的祝福了亚伯拉罕。
All nations on the earth will be blessed through his offspring.
地上的万国都因亚伯拉罕的子孙而蒙福。
It is very difficult to explain why Abraham would sacrifice Isaac.
我们很难解释为什么亚伯拉罕要把他的儿子献上作为燔祭。
And yet still we have descendants.
我们献上燔祭以后仍然会有后裔后代。
The New Testament gives us an answer.
新约里边给了我们这样一个答案。
Hebrews 11.
希伯来书第十二章十一章十一章。
The chapter on the faith hall of fame.
在这一章是专门讲信心之父，信心上的伟人。
Hebrews 11:17.
希伯来书第十一章第十七节。
By faith Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice.He who had received the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son, even though God had said to him, It is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned. 19. Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead, and figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death.
我在翻那个希伯来书。我没法这样翻，必须读圣经。OK， 第十一章第几节
？17。
希伯来书第十一章第十七节。亚伯拉罕应了信，被试验的时候就把以撒献上，这便是那欢喜领受应许的，将自己的独生的儿子献上。论到这儿子，曾有话说。从以撒生的才要称为你的后裔。他以为神还能叫然后第十九节，他以为神还能叫人从死里复活，他也仿佛从死中得回他的儿子来。
Abraham believed that God can raise Isaac from the dead.
因为亚伯拉罕当时相信神可以叫他的儿子从死里复活。
Even if he would sacrifice his son, he will still get his son back.
即使他把他儿子杀了作为燔祭献上，神仍然有能力让他的儿子从死里复活还给他。
He believed in resurrection.
他相信复活。
He had hope in God.
他对神有信心。
There's a beautiful picture by the Dutch painter Rembrandt.
荷兰画家有一个画了一幅非常美丽的画。
I think because of the side and we can't see the picture too clearly.
由于两边的光谁把那个窗帘给帮忙。
In 1634, the Dutch painter Rembrandt painted a great work of the art that depicted Abraham's sacrifice of Isaac.
1634年，那个著名的荷兰画家 Rembrandt 就画了这幅名画，就是画的这画中的图景呢，就是亚伯拉罕把他的儿子给献上。
It captures perfectly how the Lord intervened to stop Abraham from slaying his son Isaac.
在这幅画里边，他清楚地描绘了神怎样在当中制止了亚伯拉罕把他的儿子给杀死。
Isaac's eye did not meet his father's eyes.
以撒的眼睛并没有看见他父亲的眼睛。
He was lying on the ground.
他躺在地上。
His arms bound behind his back.
他的双手被反背的绑着。
His eyes covered by his father's left hand.
他的双眼被他的父亲的左手给蒙上了。
His head was thrown back, revealing the neck.
他的头被使劲摁着往后仰。
Isaac's curled right leg was completely relaxed.
这个
右脚。
以撒的右脚是完全的给放松的。
While the other curled leg was ready to kick off.
而另外一条腿就正准备挣扎的要踢出来。
The most fascinating part of Rembrandt's drawing was the activity on Abraham's right hand.
这幅画里边最引人注目的是亚伯拉罕右手。
Abraham had raised his right hand to strike the boy.
亚伯拉罕举起右手准备拿刀杀他的儿子。
But an angel's hand grabbed hold of his hand.
但是这时候，一个天使的手抓住了他的右手。
As a result, the knife barely fell off out of his hands on his way to the ground.
而由于这个天使的这个举动，他右手的刀给 松了，给掉在地上。
The angel's right hand has such a tight grip on Abraham's hand that Abraham was forced to drop the knife out of his hand.
天使的右手非常的有力，紧紧地抓住亚伯拉罕的右手，结果亚伯拉罕的右手不得不松开，他的刀就落下来了。
The angel held his left hand up as high as if to signal for Abraham to stop what he was doing.
天使举起他的左手，是似乎要向亚伯拉罕表明要立即住手。
The angel's eyes were most tricky.
这里天使的眼睛非常的微妙。
He was looking intensely at Abraham as he gripped him by the wrist.
他的双眼紧紧地盯着亚伯拉罕，一边又紧紧地握住他的右手。
At the same time, looking at the boy to see if he was all right.
同时又要看着他的儿子，他看他有没有生命上是不是平安。
Abraham put his hope in God.
亚伯拉罕把他的信心放在神的身上。
That God would raise Isaac from the dead.
他相信神，他相信即使把以撒给杀了，神仍然可以把以撒从死里复活。
The father of faith loved God more than his own son.
我们的信心之父爱神超过爱他自己的儿子。
How about you?
你们在座的各位是如何呢？
Do you put your faith in the stock market?Job market or in God?
你们把你们自己的信心是放在股票市场，你们的工作，还是放在神的身上？
Do you love God more than your loved ones?
你爱神是不是超过你爱的世上你最亲爱的人呢？
Do you hope your children one day will fulfill your dream or God's dream?
你是希望你孩子将来长大以后是来完成你在他们身上的梦呢，还是神在他们身上的计划？
I have hope in this church.
我对这个教会仍然有希望。
Like a mother, this church has offered many talented children on the altar to God.
我们这个教会作为母堂，已经为神培养了很多神的仆人。
CCCS has raised many seminary students.
我们美德华人教会培养出很多神学生。
Pastors, missionaries serving in these countries or overseas.
还有牧师、传道人在世界各地为神传讲福音。
We have sent our Bible translators to the Far East.
我们甚至差派圣经的翻译工作者到远东去。
Medical missionaries to the Philippines.
往菲律宾差派我们的医务人员。
Church planters in Japan.
到日本去差派了我们植堂的人。
Urban missionariesTo Washington D.C.
也差派到像华盛顿 D.C. 这样的地方差派城市传福音的人。
Missionaries to students in Atlanta.
亚特兰大学生事工工作的传道人。
And pastors to California and Texas.
甚至往加利福尼亚也送出了我们的教会啊，我们的牧者。
We are a mother church.
我们是一个母堂。
I put my faith in God.
我把我的信心放在神的身上。
I believe CCCS can do all things through Christ who strengthens us.
我相信我们这个教会可以通过神在我们身上给我们的力量，可以做很多的事情。
We are building this church so that people can experience God.
我们建造这一个教会，这样的话，来这个教会的人能够经历神。
In the last 2 weeks, we were building steps.
在最近两个星期，我们一直在建筑。在造台阶。
I was talking to the concrete construction workers who built our steps.
当时我和那些来造这个门口台阶的那个水泥公司交谈。
We have new steps to the Matilda House and to our main church building.
这结果呢，我们 Matilda House 和我们这个主堂门口都有新的那个台阶了。
I asked the constructor George, how long will these steps last?
我问那个施工工作人员 George, 问他你你建的这个台阶能够持续多久呢？
We have hundreds of people walking these steps every week.
我们每个星期都有上百个人在这个台阶上走过。
His answer inspired me.
他的回答给我很大的鼓励。
Oh, forever.
他说，哦，这个台阶可以永久不会坏的。
This is forever, my friend.
他说，这个朋友，我所造的这个台阶永远也不会坏。
I am encouraged.
我受到了很大的鼓舞。
Not only because our money will last forever.
不仅是因为我们所花的钱永远不会坏掉。
But we are building the kingdom of God forever.
因为也是因为我们在为神的国建造永不朽坏的工程。
We are not after a building.
我们并不是只是造一个建筑物而已。
We are after God's kingdom.
我们所求的是神的国。
I am in this building program.
I am in this. 哦，这个神的国的那个建造计划，我也是其中一部分。
You too are in this building program.
在这个神的国的建筑计划当中，你们在座的各位也都是一部分。
Our building committee are in this building program.
我们这个教堂的那个建堂委员会也是在这个计划当中。
We are building God's kingdom.
我们一起在共同建造神的国。
As an OBC pastor, overseas-born Chinese pastor,
作为一个海外长大的华人牧师
，I want to address our ABC American-born Chinese generations.
我要对在座的在美国出生的华裔孩子说几句话。
Pastors and deacons of our church want to build steps.
我们的牧师和我们的理事会想建造这个台阶。
We want to build steps so that one day you can step up to the leadership.
我们建造这样的台阶，这样将来你们就有机会能够通过这些台阶一直走上来，作为教会的领袖。
I suppose you have memorized our vision statements.
我想你们大家还记得几年前马牧师给我们所讲的那个将来教会的意向。
Only a few months ago.
这只是几个月以前，也不是几年以前的事情。
Well, we may have worked on it a few years, but only the last few months, we want to emphasize our vision.
虽然我们一起通过了好几年，这只是最近几个月我们才一起有一个共同的意向。
One phrase.
一句话。
Our church vision is to empower new generations of church leaders.
我们教会的意向就是给教会将来的一代，给他们能力能够领导这个教会。
This is one reason I choose to preach in English today.
这就是为什么我今天用英语传道。
My mother tongue is Cantonese.
我的母语是广东话。
But I want to connect with you.
但是我想跟你们有连接。
Just as John the Baptist described his relationship with Jesus.
就像施洗约翰形容他和主耶稣基督的关系一样。
He must increase.
他要不断加增。
I must.Decrease.
我要不断地变得卑微。
As OBC generations, we will decrease.
作为海外长大的这一代移民，我们会不断地衰微。
We're getting older.
我们越来越老。
But you will increase.
但是你们这些 ABC 长大的孩子会不断地加增。
So we want to build steps for you to step up.
所以我们为你们建造台阶，让你们能够踏着台阶往上走。
To empower new generations of church leaders.
让新的一代能够有能力来领导这个教会。
I hope is that you will increase.
我衷心的希望你们会不断的加增。
You will become greater.
你们变得越来越伟大。
We will become smaller.
而我们这一代变得越来越衰微。
One day, my son Matthew told me.
有一天，我的儿子 Matthew 对我说
，Some old or big people in church treated me like a toy.
教会里边有些年长的人把我当玩具一样。
He patted my head, poked my face.
他把手放到我的头上，把在脸上摸来摸去。
As if I was still a little baby or
好像我还是一个小婴孩一样，像。玩具一样。
They touch and play with me as if I were a little doll, D-O-L-L.
Okay, 他们跟我玩，把我当成一个真正的洋娃娃一样。
Please forgive us if we old folks have treated you like a toy.
如果你们觉得我们教会年长的一代对你们是这样的话，请原谅我们。
What we meant is that you're cute.
我们的本意是你们非常的可爱。
And lovely.
非常的可爱。
And we want to play with you.
我们想和你们一块玩。
I also want you to know that you are our treasure.
我们也要，我在此也要向强再次强调，你们是我们教会眼中的宝贝。
Later on, we will recite together and read together Psalm 127, verse 3.
过一会我们一起要一起来一起背诵诗篇127篇
三节
第三三节。
We are the children of God's heritage to parents.
孩子是神赐给父母的产业。
You are our treasure.
你是我们的宝贝财宝。
Moreover, you are our trophy.
不仅是财宝，你也是我们教会所值得荣耀的东西。
In the words of Paul the Apostle.
Once upon the past.
In the words of the Apostle Paul.
用使徒保罗的话来说。
You are our crown and our joy.
你是我们的冠冕，是我们的快乐。
You are our future and our hope.
你是我们的未来，是我们的希望。
And Psalm 127 verse 4 continues.
诗篇第127篇第四节继续说道。
Children are like arrows.
孩子就像箭一样。
To be shot.
是要射出去的。
We want to launch you out to hit a target.
我们要把你们给拆派出去，把你们射出去，能够打中目标。
To accomplish a mission.
来完成我们使命。
To reach a goal.
来达到一个目标。
The goal that God has set for us.
这个目标就是神给我们所定的目标。
The hardest thing for Abraham and for today's parents to offer God may not be our wealth, time, talent.
亚伯拉罕和我们今天在座的父母亲们所面对最难的事情，并不是要把我们的时间、我们的金钱、我们的能力给献上。
The hardest thing for us to offer may be our children.
最难的事是我们愿不愿意把我们的孩子给献上。
We love them more than our life.
我们爱他，甚至爱过我们自己的生命。
If Abraham had a choice, he would have died on the altar rather than his son Isaac.
如果有选择余地的话，我相信亚伯拉罕当时情愿把自己给献上，而不是把他的儿子给献上。
He's going to die soon anyway.
因为他很快就会死，他也活不了多久。
His son is young.
他的儿子还小着呢。
His son was his future and hope.
他的儿子是他将来的希望。
But he offered his son on order.
但是他仍然把他的孩子给献上作为燔祭。
We too want to offer our children to the order of God.
我们今天是不是也愿意把我们的孩子给献上，在祭坛上献给神呢？
As children, teenagers, young adults, when you obey your parents in faith, you may be accomplishing something very great.
这里的青少年，我要对你们说，当你们遵从你们父母的命令的时候，你们就能够完成一件非常在神的旨意当中做成很大的事情。
Maybe you are like Isaac, you become a type of Christ who offered himself as a sacrifice for the salvation of the whole world.
也许你们就像以撒一样，成为耶稣基督在日后在十字架上一次献上做万人的救赎的预表。
We will continue to nurture and offer our best.
我们要不断继续培养我们教会的下一代能够献上最好的。
We will nurture our new generations of church leaders.
我们要不断地培养我们教会新的一代的领导。
Will you be our arrows?
你们在座的孩子们，你们愿不愿意成为我们的箭？
Will you hit another target?
你们愿不愿意被我们射出去，打中另外一个目标？
Hit another people group.
打中另外一组人。
To pastor another congregation.
能够牧养另外一个教会。
To reach out.To another campus.
向另外一个校园伸出你们的手。
Shall we pray?
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we offer our best to you.
父神啊，我们把我们最好的向献上。
We offer our lives to you.
我们把我们的生命献上。
We offer our children to you.
我们愿意把我们的孩子也献上。
By giving we will gain.
因为我们知道我们付出的，你就会给我们更多。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
阿门。
阿门。